Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
Midnight movie night.
Are the Midnight Movie Nights, two idiots with microphones bringing you a weekly and now I guess sometimes more than weekly, not safe for work dose of verbal diarrhea about life, pop culture, and most importantly, movies. Today is Saturday, July 26th, and I am Miranda Janelle, and I'm wondering why the hell I didn't hand the reins over to, well, who the hell are you?
I'm that freaking cat.
Yeah, seriously, I actually, what the hell just happened?
I have no clue.
All right, so yeah, something just came through on over my computer. Well, it's already one of those nights. How about that? Actually, I was planning on having you do the intro tonight, but I kind of screwed that up. You know, it must have been these burping motherfuckers from Finland who are joining us. At least one of them's burping.
Really? I think you talk about Artu.
Yeah, I'm definitely talking about R2. No, he's in a bacon coma right now. That's right, we are joined by Raphael and R2 from the We Are Not Here to Please You podcast. How are you guys doing?
Tired, early in the morning.
Yeah, no shit.
I got for you guys up at like 8:30 in the morning on this fucking Sunday, and it's hot as balls here, and I can't sleep, so, ugh.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys are having some pretty unusual weather.
Yeah, all kinds of weather going on here.
Yep. Yeah, well, the top of the show business, we are on Twitter, at Movie Nights Pod, midnightmovienights.com, iTunes, we're on iTunes, we're in Stitcher, or we're on Stitcher, I don't know.
You're in the middle of both.
You know what,
Kitty? Kinds of sexy.
Nice. Nice. Hey, Kitty, since I completely failed and I did mean to mention that I wanted you to do, you know, the intro tonight, just because, you know, like, I like it when you do the intro. You know? It doesn't
always...
I've done
the intro before?
Yes, you have.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but why don't you do the top of the show business? Because I can't get through it tonight, apparently.
Kitty, go on top and work your magic.
Come on, Kitty. Let's make some sweet, sweet pod.
Things are getting awkward now. You got to chime in with anything, R2, before I start? That did not sound right.
No.
Hold on. We are already getting tweets from Diana. And she says, yay, good evening. And also I'm assuming... that she's talking about Raphael, that he sounds like David the Czech from, over on Gabnet.net. He's a frequent caller on multiple shows.
Maybe that's my secret identity.
No. No.
How would you know? Have you ever seen me and that person in one room? You see?
True.
Trust me.
Clark Kent Superman.
Trust me. Both of you have such unique personalities that there's no way you could be the same person.
Hey, unique can mean anything from like, ugh, to, yeah, pretty interesting cat.
Do me a favor. Say, shut the fuck up, Phil.
Nah.
See?
I don't know any Phil.
Exactly.
By the way, what hashtag are we going on that I can follow the tweets along?
Oh, we don't use a hashtag, but, sometimes we do. I knew you were going to go there, so I just went there first. Sometimes we do use hashtag movie nights, and that's nights with a K. But Kitty, do the freaking top of the show business already. Stop worrying about if the guest is going to distract you. You are the host of this show, or, you know, one of the co-hosts of this show. Don't let the guest bitch slap you around like that. Man up.
One side, Red.
Man up.
One side. You guys got Twitter?
Do your business.
Yeah, come I'm gonna on. Do my business all over this internet. We're
and
on
I told
Twitter.
You not gonna interrupt you.
At midnight, I
put the fucking guest in place, dude. Tell him to shut the fuck up
spawn.
So you can get through
shut
this.
Shut the fuck up, Siebes. At movie nuts. Damn it, did it again. At movie. Shit.
Okay, you we can be found Twitter. On Twitter at Movie Nights Pod, midnightmovienights.com. The
iTunes,
podcast itself
Stitcher,
can be found in iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, a lot of other places. And hey, if you find a place where we're not listed, let us know by emailing us at midnightmovienights@gmail.com.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, yeah. So let's take that trip down memory lane, because you've got something filled in there, and it looks like you're going to talk about the last time that we had the guys on the show.
Yeah, and I like filling in things. So we were thinking about episode 15, the Ninja Turtles episode, where we had you guys on with us then. So you're back.
Absolutely.
And it's fun. It's fun to have y'all back. It's y'all good to talk to you. I mean... Yeah, of course. And I think I've called in a couple of times since you were with us, so hey.
Yeah.
Welcome back, guys.
Yeah, welcome back.
We're happy to be back.
What? I was gonna say, what have you been up to since you've last been on? I mean, you guys landed a couple of interviews on the most recent ones that you've released.
Yeah, that local festival.
Yeah. Okay. Who wants to take this? You, R2, or me?
Let's hear from R2.
hey,
no relieving yourself on the show. Come on, man.
Do I really have to speak on this show?
If you don't want to. No, it's okay. It's all right. But one of you should. I mean.
Yeah, so basically lately we got a bunch of interviews going, like on the local festival, Lumos Gothic Festival. We kind of got together with a bunch of interesting people, like Yurki from Two Witches, a little band that is together, like, I don't know, like 27 years or something, and toured the world. So that was beyond interesting. So if anybody listens live right now to that show, it's, I think, this week's episode, if you listen after the fact, is episode 37 called Lumos, blah, 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 blah. What do I know what we call our episodes? Now and we
how many episodes have you released?
I think 37
in a row.
Yeah, absolutely. I really should have attacked it on the title. I noticed that like a bunch of days later.
Okay, I've got a question for you, because you were talking about the Gothic Festival. Do you know why goths like Pepto-Bismol so much?
I don't know.
Because it turns your shit black.
That's
okay.
Just not right.
Interesting.
Little factoid I've...
It's still out of context, too. You're going to make me want to bring up the Fruity Puffs cereal.
I see a science experiment in our future.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Have a little bit of a... Because it stops you up and it'll turn your shit black.
Arthur, on the way back from Helsinki... You know, pick some up. We're going to record tonight anyway. So.
Oh my god, just chug an entire bottle. It'll be great. Although you probably won't shit for like a week, because it just stops up your entire system. My source on this is Alex Bennett.
Of course.
It's something that he's talked about on his show a couple times. And believe it or not, it's actually true. It can make your shit black.
Yeah.
Where the hell did things go, R2?
R2 brought up the Gothic Festival, and I went there. Not the Gothic Festival, but just straight up for the bad joke.
Well, yeah. Now we have that out of the way. I guess only another 200 to come.
Yeah.
Yeah, but okay, quickly back to that. So we sat down with him for like, I don't know, 30, 40 minutes, had an interesting talk. So, you know, about his career, about the festival and everything. And like on the same festival, also we sat down with Oscar from This Is Gothic Rock. And like, oh, I don't know, we had a bunch of interviews, but the most exciting things are actually to come. We are in the moment are in talks with possible guests for the near future. Can't quite name them yet. I don't want to really jinx it.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah. And no, I'm not asking you to reveal anything. I'm only asking you to, you know, just... It's been a while since we've actually talked to you on the show. And you know, you've had a couple of really good things happen for you on your last few shows. I mean, it's great. You guys are landing interviews and that's pretty cool.
Yeah, awesome.
I know I can speak for the cat when I say this. We're really happy for you guys.
Well, we are happy for us too. We are really happy for us. We like us a lot, so we really appreciate that this happens to us. No, but seriously,
I'm just waiting for the time when we crash and burn.
Yes,
it's been going so great so far. So I'm kind of dreading the moment.
Especially ask Arthur. Usually it's kind of every couple of days I write him a message with some insane information, what is soon going to happen, or just give him a 2-minute warning. Like, oh, by the way, in 2 days we interviewed that and that person.
Yeah.
So you just spring on him, you don't even tell him what's going on.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, man, you're such a dick. I would never do that to the cat. Ever.
Well, the last time it happened by accident that I only could give him a short heads up because I was planning on making an interview at the event, and it sounded like that I maybe get the interview afterwards, but it turned out to be before the event, so we were able to go together there, because otherwise Arthur would have had to buy a damn ticket for 25 euros, and well, ugh. That's a lot to pay for just to be able to make an interview otherwise. I thought I'm going to wing it alone, but as soon as I saw there's a possibility of us two to make it, I told him.
Okay, so just based on Google search, that's about $33.58 to, you know, the US dollar.
Yeah. Yes, Arthur?
Yes, somehow most of the prep work fell in my lap.
Right.
On a rather short notice.
Yes.
Somehow.
Well, I bring the guest, you do the work.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, not really. But in that particular guest, it was easier for him actually to acquire the information. Let's say it that way.
Oh, I remember that in that episode. I think you got the guest, R2, and you had to go find Raphael.
Oh, no, that was another one, actually.
That was another one, yeah.
That was at Lumos. This one is still to come.
Yes.
So
next week or the week after, we're not sure which one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought it was the one on Lumos, because I was listening to that. And I did like the interview with... I can't even pronounce the name of the person with two witches.
Try the name. What was it again?
I don't know.
Okay, say it with me. Yorki.
Yorki.
You see, wasn't that bad? Now I'm disappointed. I hope that you butchered.
Wait, did you say Yorki? Like, if the Swedish chef was trying to say beef jerky, it'd be like beef Yorki.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Okay, all right.
That's a good way of thinking about it, actually.
Well, I just didn't want to say and destroy somebody's name. Okay.
Now, but seriously, that was an interesting person to interview like hell. I mean, he, you know, we had to cut it short in this moment, but we're going to have him for damn sure back at some point when his schedule allows it.
Cool. Very cool. Yeah. Well, like I said, you know, Noah can speak for the cat on this one. We're both definitely very, very happy for you. So, tonight, We are actually planning on revealing a new segment. You know, it's like we've said, we've been trying to make some changes to the show, you know, where you think, oh, crap. Uh-oh. We're not going down, are we? Because R2 and the cat just popped off.
Yay! No, it looks okay. It's only us. It's only us.
Oh, my God. If you and I did... If just you and I did a show without R2 and the cat to rein us in, it would be the raunchiest, you know, just, oh my God.
It would be terrible. We would just
hashtag
we would
be Yerky. Rev Jim CanCon says, at Midnight Movie Nights pod, hashtag beef Yerky.
Bad Jim.
That's awesome.
I can live with that.
Yeah. Yep. No, we do, at least when we are tweeting, we use the movie nights with a K. That's usually after the show when we're actually watching the movie, but yeah, I think we could definitely encourage people to use the hashtag if people want to yeah, use the hashtag movie nights if you'd like to follow along with the tweets. Yeah. Yeah. So, like I said, we've been, you know, we've been kind of reevaluating things. You know, we haven't liked, you know, necessarily liked the name for, some of the segments, or maybe they might work better combined, or, you know, we'll just leave some off. And well, we, came up with a new title for just kind of, oh, screw it. Let's just, oh, Kitty, can you say this one? It's just going to sound so bad if I'm the one who says it. Oh, fuck it. It's called Pop My Culture Cherry.
Okay. By the way, we also love to make new segments, do them twice, and then apparently never touch them again. That's apparently a little hobby on our show.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay, so the very first one that we want to bring up is the Tusk trailer. Have you boys seen it yet?
You saw it?
I did.
Oh, my God.
Otto, did you? I know the answer.
No. Was this the answer you were looking for?
Yes.
Okay, so
the droids with
let's start with the cat. What did you think?
I was traumatized. But I was traumatized from the idea of it and just hearing about it. I knew it was going to be psychological, and I even tweeted that once I saw the trailer. I said, I knew this was going to be a psychological nightmare. I even tweeted Kevin Smith and said, I can't watch this movie. It's going to get up in my brain and screw me up, and, you know, it's such a fragile mind. And they didn't even show anything that had to do with a walrus, really, but... Just
but
the
those
dialogue.
Reaction shots and the dialogue, they were insane.
I know, and I can't watch this movie. It's going to freak me out. I'll have nightmares. I'm going to have nightmares from the trailer.
Oh, my God. Okay. I started
Kitty,
watching it. Go ahead,
should
Raphael.
Should I send over a pair of boards for you? You're freshly out.
Awesome.
Are these going to be German balls or Finland? Finish.
Well,
they're
we
only slightly
half.
Raphael, you know, Raphael, shut up. They're only slightly used. The previous owner only scratched them on Sundays.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, why not?
Come on, we all know what the scratch most of the time turns into. You know, I was just scratching, but well, once I'm here, I might as well.
Yeah.
All right, Raphael, what did you think of the trailer?
Definitely enjoyed it and looking forward to it. It was definitely not giving away too much. Well, okay, giving the fact that I know a lot about this whole premise in the first place because of all the podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm definitely curious about the tone because the tone was very interesting. Just this dark and the nice, calm voice, you know, of Michael Parks.
Yeah, this is definitely going to be another major, awesome, just... It's Michael Parks. The guy is just a complete and total acting badass. You know, and it's so clear that he's bringing it again. Just, you know, he does this every freaking role I've ever seen this guy in. He always just hardcore brings it. And I almost ran his ass over.
I think I heard that. Yeah.
Have I not shared that story yet?
I think you did. That sounds familiar somewhat. I hear that.
Yeah, well, okay, just in case anyone hasn't heard that story yet, me and my ex went to the Los Angeles screening of Red State. It was out at the... just got a nice little bit of feedback there. It was out at the Wiltern in Los Angeles. Awesome, awesome theater. Really, really great experience. After seeing the movie, Kevin Smith came out and talked about it a lot. You know, brought the cast out. He did a whole bit. You know,
what, Kevin talking a lot? That's not the Kevin I know.
Yeah, I know. But he did this whole bit beforehand. It was almost like, you know, kind of like an evening with Kevin Smith before the movie, and then we saw the movie, and then he came back out, talked some more, brought the cast out. You know, there were all kinds of questions and everything, and I wish I had written down what question I had. I didn't get up in line. You know, like the lines filled up so fast, I just kind of gave up. But I wish I had, like, you know, pulled out my phone, jotted down some notes for the question I was going to ask. But yeah, it was really, really freaking awesome. And then afterwards, you know, me and my ex go back to the parking structure, and, you know, we wait for, you know, a lot of the cars to clear out, and we just sit there, and I think we were actually listening to the Smodcast stream, you know, just right there in the car and everything. It was a lot of fun, and eventually we decided to leave and start driving out, and there was a blind corner on, there was the blind corner exiting the parking lot, and just as I was about to go, Michael Parks walked right in front of my car. Like, I could not see him coming at all. If I had started going, I would have run him over.
Well, if you would have had, you would be now in the walrus costume, I bet.
Oh, that would be... I would be okay with that. You know...
By the way, I love in the trailer, the scene where he's clearly teaching him the walrus noises.
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
oh my God, it's so creepy.
Yes.
Yeah, like I said, this is just going to be yet another phenomenal Michael Parks performance. And Justin Long, oh God. Woo. It's just looking, the expression.
Do you need a cigarette?
The expression in his face. No, no. No.
Well, it just sounded like us, you know?
No, I'm not going to perv out to the actors or potentially actresses on the show.
Why not? That's what they are paid for.
Well, but then I'd be talking... no. Plus, I've actually met one of the people in this one.
You almost ran him over and killed him.
No, I didn't meet Michael Parks, but I did meet Haley Joel Osment years ago.
Okay, how did you get out of your basement?
Wait, what?
How did he get out of your basement?
No. No, this was when I was working at Club 33, and I know I've told this story before too. I had to have. I was working at Club 33, and it was shortly after in fact, I think it was the day that Pay It Forward finished. Kevin Spacey and Haley Joel Osment came into the club, you know, where I worked, and I was on limited work at that time. I was injured, so the only place I could really work was to be the greeter downstairs, because I basically didn't...
I would have greeted the shit out of Kevin Spacey. I mean, oh my
no,
God, that dude
no,
is amazing.
You treat them with respect. You know, they are just another guest, just like anyone else in the restaurant.
They're customers. You don't treat customers with respect.
Oh,
well, if it's God. If it's Kevin Spacey, you throw a hand drop also in.
No, you just no. Anyway, so yeah, Haley Joel Osment, you know, was there and so was Kevin Spacey, and Haley Joel Osment had a bunch of friends there, and Kevin Spacey was just kind of standing in the corner, you know, watching Haley Joel Osment have a bunch of fun with his friends, and it was really awesome. There's this really what
was that code, having fun with his friends?
No, oh my
god,
what kind of
club is that?
You're actually taking a, you know, like a really nice memory, and you're trying to make it dirty. This is so I expect nothing less of you, though. I really, really do expect nothing less of you. But
you go wrapped up.
Anyway, there was this really nice lady wearing a black hat as well, and we talked a lot, and she was just super nice, and later someone was like, "Oh my god, I can't believe Helen Hunt's in here." I'm like, "Bullshit, she would have had to go past me." And then like, okay, if she's really here, what's she wearing? And then it dawned on me, oh my god, the really nice lady in the black hat, that was Helen Hunt. So
I hope you greeted her. I was like, "Good evening, sir."
No. Oh my god.
We don't allow hats in here.
Okay, note to self. I'm not talking about work experience, you know, like, you know, I'm not sharing stories of, you know, the one time in my life when I actually, you know, got to meet a ton of celebrities. not while Raphael's on the call.
They're celebrities, but they're people. They poop like everyone else. Yeah. And if they take Pepto, it's black poop.
And it poop black, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so going back to Tusk, yes, it's a Kevin Smith movie. I'm gonna love it anyway. So I can just admit that. I know I'm gonna like what he does. You know, the guy's got his finger on the pulse of, you know, what I want to see, or at least I know I'm going to enjoy his work. He hasn't let me down yet, and I highly doubt he ever will. So yeah. Did you guys see the new Turtles trailer or the TV spot?
Well, I saw it, but without audio. And, well, I'm not fucking sure.
It stinks without audio.
Yeah, I didn't get around to it. I was busy doing stuff, so I guess. I don't know.
Dude, it's a freaking Turtles trailer. Come on.
I know, but the visual is kind of, I'm not quite convinced. I don't know actually what I think.
Yeah. All right, we will come back to that. Hey, Kitty.
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy next week.
I know. Can't wait. Well, I have to, but still. I want to see this movie. I don't know if I'll be able to, but I want to. Hopefully, I get to see it before the show next week so we can talk about it a little bit.
Do you think you'll have a opportunity? No, just keep going. I'm loading something up right now.
I think maybe I will. It just depends on if I have to work Saturday or not, which I may have to, but if not, I think I'll probably go see it just so we can kind of talk about it. And I don't know if we'll do like spoiler free or whatever, but I still want to see it. If not, I'll go see it Monday, or not Monday, but Sunday.
Well, make it spoiler free because I actually don't know when I'm gonna get around to seeing it.
Yeah, no. When we do something that close to a release, we are in spoiler free mode. If it's more than 5 years old, no, actually, let's not say more than 5 years old. Let's say more than 2 years old. If it's more than 2 years old, I think that we can be okay with spoilers. Because, you know, people can just stop listening, watch the movie, and then start it back up. But it's not like we're going to reveal anything anyway.
Yeah.
You know, the show that we did last night was kind of, you know, that was rare form. Oh, yeah. How's that for a trip down memory lane? Last night was kind of wild, but, you know, just random show. And, oh, by the way, weren't we guests on your 30th show?
I guess. Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, guess what number this one is.
Let me go for a wild guess. 73.
Yes, exactly. It's funny that you say 73 after we were just talking about Kevin Smith because, yeah. You know, 73, you know, flip the two numbers around, you got 37. Whee! See, woo-hoo. I told anyone who listens to Getting Geeky with Miranda Janelle, see, I told you I love playing with numbers. That's just one of the little games I like, you know. right there. Anyway, that
37 was the last episode that the "We Are Not Here to Please You" posted.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
it all comes
so we are on episode 30 right now with you guys, or what?
Yep, episode 30.
Well, congrats, you fucking nation.
Yeah, but we're not going to make a big deal about it because we kind of celebrated at 25, so.
Yeah, like every other person.
Yeah, well, so what? Are you judging us? Because, you know, I can hang up on you.
I do nothing but judging the whole day. You have no idea what goes through my head when I walk through the city.
Oh, yeah?
Are you
well,
in a black room?
I really don't want to know, so we're going to, you know, we're just going to... All right, let's see. Now I've got that. Now I've got, and now I've actually had enough time to have this properly queued up. So this is the new Ninja Turtles TV spot. No? Okay, come on.
Well, I think that was very weak.
Shut up.
MC Mikey.
A new breed of hero arrives.
Uh-oh. That's not good.
Let's go!
Please keep your arms and legs inside the shell at all times.
Dude.
Remember that thing you used to say when we were kids?
I've been holding it in for years.
Ninja Turtles, rated PG-13.
August 8th.
So he's holding it in for years, so it's going to be black too.
Yeah,
Very good.
Way to bring it around.
Full circuit.
Yeah, no, but it's a very Michelangelo-centric TV spot, but it does actually finally show something that I really like this TV spot. It shows the turtles having fun, and you know, I actually kind of feel like, yeah, I don't like the look of them. I don't like what they're doing with Shredder, but I actually feel like we're going to get a Turtles movie. I'm actually kind of excited about this now.
Well, I was sending the a gift to that fracking cat and to you, where the turtles had also fun.
Oh my God.
I think I saw one of those, and I got a little creeped out.
Yeah.
But definitely having fun.
That's what you want to call it.
Well, one of the turtles was definitely in a half shell.
Oh! Whoa.
And
I wish I knew what you're talking about.
No, you don't. You know
I wish I didn't know. I'm going to show you later the picture that I've sent it to him.
Oh, so okay.
All right.
Well, hey, it does actually fit in with that onion piece.
It sure did fit in.
Damn it, you guys didn't let me get through that one.
Okay, but we can go back to the trailer.
Oh, God.
So, you'll
understand in the end.
Okay.
No, but it really does. It really does. It makes me think of that piece that was done by The Onion about the well, let's just say there's a certain part of the turtle's anatomy that we get to see in the new movie, according to The Onion. It's one that we haven't seen from the turtles yet. They have more than one head that can retract. So, yeah. Wow. How about that? Yeah. You guys didn't see the thing from The Onion, did you?
No, not really.
Just massive, massive turtle phalluses, and then Shredder turns to the side, and you know how, like, in the prior trailers, you know, he does the snit, and then, you know, even more comes out, like, even more blades start coming out, and things just, like, the suit just keeps building and building on top of it. Well, they gave Shredder just a massive, massive mechanical erection, and it just kept getting longer and longer and longer.
That's the version of the movie I want to see.
I'm telling you, go to The Onion and watch this video. It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, going to do it.
Actually, it's kind of gross. It really is. And there's like even one scene where
you sold me on giant erection.
Yeah, I know you like giant erections.
Yeah, what can I say? I'm blessed. No, but all back right. Back to the trailer.
No, hold on, hold on. We're going to talk about giant erections. Did you see did you see the Wonder Woman picture?
I saw only quickly this morning, but I was way too tired to further.
Okay, cuz I you know, if that's where you want to take this one, then oh my god.
I didn't have time. I had to take care of the twins.
My god.
What? I didn't even say poop.
No, I'm just laughing just how quickly down the toilet our conversations go.
Literally.
I mean, okay. they're just straight up shitty.
Yeah, they're total crap.
Oh man, they stink.
Yeah, so how are you doing, R2? How are things going with you?
I don't give a deuce about them.
All right, we're done.
Okay, Arthur, what did you thought of the TV spot from the turtles? Did you see it?
No.
Okay, what did you think of what you just heard, though?
It could have been anything.
Okay.
By the sounds of it. But, yeah.
Okay, what are your thoughts on their design now and the Mecha Shredder, let's call him that?
I don't know.
I don't think we're going to get much out of him today.
He's on fire.
Yeah.
He sounds exhausted.
I'm full of bacon and I've been at this convention for 2 days.
Yeah.
They sell beer and everything.
Ooh. Fancy. Yeah,
so. The B&B diet, beer and bacon. That's pretty my kind much. Of diet.
Yeah.
You better be a tonight fit when we record, motherfucker.
Oh my god.
Oh, sure.
Oh crap. Well,
okay, so
yeah. Okay.
Raphael, now you know, you said you saw the video but you didn't have the audio before. Now that you've heard the audio, does that help fill in the gap?
Well, it kind of still looks okay, but I've, like I said, a hard time getting over the design, kind of. Their heads looked fucked up.
What the fuck?
What?
It's just someone photoshopped. Okay, so we've got Man of Steel Supes, Henry Cavill. We've got, you know, Sad Batman. We've got Wonder Woman, Gal Gadot. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. I have to do that every time. It's what I hear in my head. But then we've got Stephen Amell as Green Arrow from the TV series. And I don't know the name of the actor, but the guy who's in the spin-off series Flash. And then Ryan Reynolds as Green Lantern. I have to tweet this from, well, I'll tweet it from Movie Nights Pod. It'll take me a second to find it again here. But wow. That's an interesting Photoshop job.
they've got
three of the people, you know, that are actually in this movie. It's called Dawn of Justice, you know. it's an interesting photo.
By the way, let's see what battle a bat flag does a drop in that one.
Oh! Did you see the new bat pick? Or there was something retweeted, someone tweeted something that looked like it was a capture of a screen. And, Kitty, how would you describe that costume?
It's an armored Batman. And if anyone who's read The Dark Knight Returns, I lost the name. Who did that? Raphael, who did the Dark Knight Returns?
Miller,
yeah, Frank
wow.
Miller. I
needed to think a second too.
I thought he was messing around.
No, I really just microphone, you lose things.
Yeah.
But have you read the comic? Do you know what I'm talking about with the Batman armor?
I actually didn't get around to that issue yet because I kind of started to catch up from really early on, you know, kind of go full circle. But I've seen the animated version of it.
Yeah, that's what this looks like. It looks like that armor.
Ah, okay.
And if this is something they were showing, and that's a real, you know, that's a real scene, then damn, they're doing something that. The script must have something to do with the Dark Knight Returns, kind of something from that. And apparently if they've got these Justice League people, it's going to be maybe something like the New 52, the stories that came out when they, you know, did the New 52, bringing the Justice League together. So I just hope that's an actual picture, because that rocked.
Are we going to see soon again Aquaman? That's what we all want to know, isn't it?
Yeah, I kind of want to see
him. You know,
they make them badass. The last couple of years, definitely, they make them badass. He's not anymore that boop, 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 boop guy.
Oh, my God. The Smodcast. You know, did you see the Smodimation? Or no, was that a Smodimation? Didn't Steve Stark do it? Yes. Kevin Smith, you know, smoking a doobie under under the sea, and you know, the bite out of his leg and everything. Oh my God, that was such a hilarious video. And it was just, you know, just animated version of something from Smodcast. Steve Stark did that, right?
Yeah, it's like one of the earlier.
Isn't it one of the first ones?
Yeah, it's like, I think second or third?
Yeah, yeah, something
It's
like
on
that.
YouTube. Look up StarkTunes, and I think that's where you'll find it.
Aquatic Justice, yeah.
Yeah.
It's, oh my God, it's freaking hilarious. I mean, the podcast itself was hilarious, but the fact that Steve Stark went back and did this, you know, it's just awesome. God, we've been listening to this podcast for a long time.
Forever.
I mean, because Aquatic Justice was years ago, now that I think about it.
Yes, double digits.
Yeah, right?
I think it
blew my mind when we were talking about when you and I went to Smodcastle to see Get Old, and you were like, oh yeah, that was episode 12. And I forgot it was that early in the show.
It was crazy.
Yeah, but oh my God, I'm so glad that we got to do that though. That was so much fun. You know, that really was the perfect way for us to actually, you know, meet and hang out in person the first time.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. So,
I think did I retweet that? You'll have to go look at it later, Raphael R2.
Yeah.
This picture.
Wait. Yeah, I can check it right now.
The bat picture?
Yeah. I'll make sure to retweet that, and you can look it up later.
Well, I can talk for a second if you want to, you know, retweet it from the Midnight Movie Nights account. That way, you know, live listeners can check out what we were talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, go do that.
Fuck them.
No, you fuck you. we take care of our listeners. We appreciate them.
Yeah, you know, we provide fireworks.
I mean, we're doing this for us, but you know, I mean, we just it makes sense coming from you, because you what do you call your guys' show again?
We are not here to please you.
Exactly, it makes sense for you guys, but at least, you know, no. we're trying to be kind to our listening audience, because you know,
actually,
well,
your audience is pretty nice. We had contact with a couple of them, so a few tweets, and yeah. Nice people, so.
Exactly. We want to take care of them. We want to, you know, especially they're kind enough to stay up this fracking late and listen to us live. You know.
And also, let's be honest, if I say something like that and they hear it before for me, they fucking know what it means.
if they can understand you. You know, you do have that thick accent that some people have. The only reason why I understand you so well is because I actually listened to your podcast on 1.5x, so I've gotten pretty good at cutting through your accent. But
man, come on, it's a sexy accent. Wow.
Oh, Hello Kitty. Let me get a bit closer to the mic.
Yeah. I just keep, I keep thinking about in Austin Powers.
Well, just for information, I'm sitting here basically in my underwear, if that helps you, Kitty.
Really?
It's hot as it boards in here, for fuck's sake.
No, it's getting weird.
Okay, so, yeah. Since we have debuted the Pop My Culture Cherry segment, we are actually integrating Who Knews Who Cares into it. And I kind of don't like the name of that segment anymore because it's like, who knows? And it's like, who cares? Well, I care, damn it. Well, okay, now I'm right back to I convinced myself. I guess I just need to say that every single time. Who knows? Who cares? We care. There we go.
You say that when you wake up, each morning.
Yeah. No. It's who knows? Exclamation point. Who cares? Question mark. We do.
Yeah, that could be a good motivational way
there
for
we
you
go.
To start the day.
That's our sub-segment. Who knows? And then the kitty says, who cares? And then both at the same time, we say, we do! And, you know, if we ever do it perfectly, we'll have it recorded and we can just loop it. Or not loop it, but, you know, just reuse it. It'll become, you know, something on the soundboard like,
squirrel! We'll get all loopy.
Yeah, what? Kitty, let's try it. Let's try it. I say, who knows? You say, who cares? And then, you know, we say, we do. And because this is live, it's clearly not going to work, but we'll give it a shot. So, who knows?
Who cares?
We do!
See.
Close enough!
The only fork in my head was resist burping in the microphone while they do that.
Oh my god.
Everything I got.
If I had... Awesome. Actually, Raphael, if I had been able to pick up a certain piece of equipment... today when I was out at Guitar Center, unfortunately they stopped carrying it, so I was not able to get it. I actually would have been able.
What kind of gear are we talking about?
Just another additional USB interface. I would have been able to.
Yeah.
I would have been able to have the cat and you guys on a different channel. So for that kind of thing, I could have just muted you guys for a second so that we could do it. So it wouldn't have mattered. I would have heard you burp because I could have left you on the auxiliary channel, but it wouldn't have made it into the recording or anything.
I was supposed to be on a pre-mix.
We would have had our own channel, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Private time, huh?
Well, but the oh god. Oh my god. Okay.
I think
I'm a
bad influence for the kitty.
So, we are in Who Knows Who Cares We Do, and Doctor Who, Season 8. It's in 4 weeks!
Well, not for me, because I'm not the person that watches it on a weekly base.
Well, then no one gives a shit, Raphael.
Fuck you!
Did the kitty just roar?
Excuse me. Yeah. No, but for me, Doctor Who is definitely a thing that you need to watch in a binge, you know, to get the atmosphere proper.
No, I'm more along the lines of torture myself, and then binge watch it directly before it airs. The finale, I mean.
Well, yeah. No, at least I'm gonna watch the first episode live, and then...
Hell yeah.
I probably won't be able to catch up later because I'll be working so much, but then I'll probably binge watch it because I'm so behind on shows now. But, you know, I'm waiting for it. I want to see it.
Absolutely. I'm curious about how the new Doctor will do, you know? Like, what kind of personality is he actually going to be?
Yeah, and he even says that in the trailer. What kind of man am I? And
And most important, what color is going to be the screwdriver?
Yeah, and his kidneys, I mean.
Well, we already know he doesn't like the color. But that could just be a normal colored, you know, set of kidneys, and he doesn't like it. You know
maybe
what I mean?
Maybe he just holds it a while and then it's a black screwdriver.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, you started that.
Yeah. Nope. We're
yeah, maybe on this subject, we should just pass it.
We're going into...
yeah, at that point, we should definitely pass it.
It's all on you now,
Sid. We can't hold it back anymore. We should pass it.
Okay, so we're moving into Save It for the Pod. I was watching this video on Rotten Tomatoes earlier, just because it happened to come up, and that there was the image, you know, like the preview image for the video showed Daniel Radcliffe talking to this lady in what looked like a pretty cool costume. I didn't recognize it myself, but it just kind of caught my eye, so I decided to watch the video, and apparently Daniel Radcliffe is down at Comic-Con, and he's been dressing as Spider-Man. And so he's talking to this lady from Rotten Tomatoes, and he joked about, you know, no offense to Andrew Garfield or Tobey Maguire, but, you know, he should have been Spider-Man. You know, and I'm starting to think, okay, Harry Potter, you know, the guy who played Harry Potter as Spider-Man. What kind of fun can we have with this? Well, I know that there are a lot of people in Harry Potter. You know, there's a lot of Harry and Hermione fan art, right?
I wouldn't know. I don't give a shit about them.
Awesome. Awesome. But since we all know, you don't give a shit. Well, Harry and Hermione never happens. So what if Emma Watson played Mary Jane in this hypothetical, you know, Daniel Radcliffe as Peter Parker, Emma Watson as Mary Jane, and then, you know,
she does have the red hair.
Exactly. Although so does the actress that played Ginny Weasley.
She's not
Harry Potter turns himself into Spider-Man and makes Ginny Mary Jane, Mary Ginny.
Okay, take a back, breathe in, breathe out. We might lose her.
No, it's just I think it's funny. I had this entire idea, you know. It provoked the thoughts of tying it into the Harry Potter franchise and how much bitching it would cause on the internet. You know, how much would that movie get slammed?
How successful
would it be, if, you know, with Emma Watson and Daniel Radcliffe?
Only thing that's important is, as long as Spider-Man doesn't dance, I'm fine.
No, never mind. I'm not going to go there. Katie, you had something in Save It for the Pod. What do you got?
Well, I was going to talk about something that I ran into this week about the digital downloads versus the buying an actual movie, the disc.
Mm-hmm. It's really interesting that we were talking about this, and I've been a little bit behind on my podcasts. I don't think I've listened to Want Pay 37 yet, and I'm a couple behind on SLS Cast. You know, one of our followers on Twitter, and he clearly listens to the show because he ends up sending us messages every once in a while, is Nitwit. Matt from the SLS Cast, you know, Matt and Tim, they do their show, and they, you know, they actually go in, do a bit of analysis on movies and everything. It's a great show, but I was just listening to it, and they actually had a discussion about, digital downloads versus, purchasing Blu-rays and DVDs. You know, it was a couple episodes back. I think it was episode 80. I was powering through my podcast trying to catch up on. So I listened to a couple of theirs today. I'm, you know, a bit further along now. But yeah, it's nice.
Excellent. Well, I didn't hear that. I'm going to have to listen to that because I'm not sure if they had the same gripe that I do. But I was trying to find a certain movie, and, you know, it's something I wanted now, because it's something I couldn't, you know, just wait for at the time. But, you know, the digital download was the same price as if I bought the Blu-ray, and I just don't get why they're still charging the same price for a digital download as they would for the Blu-ray. And, you know,
you don't have packaging, distribution costs.
You're paying for
like
the material, not for the delivery mechanism.
Well, yes, then why?
You have to knock off something of the price.
Yeah, I mean, encourage me to get the digital download.
Let's think about this logically. It still costs them, you know, every bit the same to make the movie, right?
Agreed.
You know, they... Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I can come up with a good argument for this because they still have to mint the disc. They still have to, you know, come up with the packaging and everything. And at least with the digital download, it's infinitely copyable. And I actually agree with you guys. I was trying to take, you know, I was trying to be the devil's advocate. Yeah, I was trying to be the devil's advocate, but you know, bottom line, think about it this way: the distributors are absorbing the cost of the materials in order to get us. So we're only paying for the content. So why shouldn't they be, why shouldn't they be the same price?
Well, because it's
stupid. There's no motivation to get a digital download.
So
you know, like,
what you're saying to you is the movie, you know, the movie is
what
worth
I'm saying,
less
I want
to
movies
you.
For free.
Well, that's fine. But what you guys are saying is the movie is worth less to you as a digital download because you don't have something physical. Therefore, it should cost less.
Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, a little bit less at least.
Nobody says put it like on a half or 10% of the price, you know. Nobody says that, but give me an incentive that I go like, yes, I'm going to go for the digital. I'm not going to have that in my hand physically. I'm not going to be able to go through this really nice process of pulling, you know, looking at the shelf, pulling out the Blu-ray, putting it in.
But don't they have the right to recoup the costs in order to set up the infrastructure in order to provide the digital downloads and continue funding efforts like Ultraviolet? I mean that does cost money and it is an ongoing expense. So maybe it is worthwhile to pay the same amount of money for it.
Well, you got to think there's places out there you can get this movie for, you know, without having to pay for it. I mean, I don't do that. I'd never download a movie for free because, you know, I don't have the speed and, you know, I kind of respect the artist part of it, you know, just like comic books. I mean, I could go out there and get comic books for free, but I won't do it because, you know, I draw myself and I would hate to know that something I put out there was, you know, just being pirated. And
well,
if people can pirate this, then you know why wouldn't they just go ahead and do that if they just want the digital download?
Well, because some people like taking the position that you did that you know they don't believe in piracy and you know maybe they're creators or maybe they're just someone who you know wants to you know continue funding these things. I mean, because you're basically voting with your dollars.
Well, but so, what about people check it out, let's say, about pirating stuff, but more as a preview thing if it's really worthwhile the money to spend on it. And if people like it, they still going to buy it.
True. But, you know, like you said, I mean, they'll fund it with their dollars. But if I've got this, you know, do I want to pay the same price for either one? I didn't purchase it at all, so they didn't get any money.
They confused the kitty and they didn't want anything because of that.
I'm like, well, why do I want to pay this for the, you know, when I get it for that? So I just didn't, I just got fed up and said, no, I don't want to.
Okay. One thing I want to say basically, about the digital download thing is you don't really own that piece because you only own it as long as the service exists. Where a Blu-ray is going to be after the fact still there, even if the company goes bankrupt, out of business.
Agreed, which is why my preferred method of picking up a movie is to buy a Blu-ray that includes a digital download. That way I have the convenience of both. I've got my, you know,
it's the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we've mentioned it before. That's why I brought it up, you know, a few episodes ago that with the Thor movie, the first Thor movie I bought had DVD, Blu-ray, and digital download.
Diana says at Movie Night's Pod, a movie in the hand is worth two in the Ethernet. Kitty chugging soda turns him into a lion. Rawr.
But with the Thor: The Dark World, it didn't have those options. It had either you bought the DVD or you bought the Blu-ray that had a digital download, and they just didn't have. And it's slowly becoming like that. A lot of movies are, you know, either or. They're not doing all three anymore.
Wait, I don't remember that.
What?
I
getting the Thor?
Yeah.
Which one? The first one?
No, the second one. I didn't it have a digital download?
Yeah, if you got the Blu-ray.
Right.
But like if I'm saying, when I got the first Thor movie, it had, you know, DVD, Blu-ray, and a digital download.
Oh, you're talking about the triple pack.
Yeah.
And it just seems like
they're just moving away from that.
Oh, God, yeah. No. I try and get that every single time because, I like being able to watch it, you know, wherever I want. And sometimes I don't want to have something streaming, you know, like you typically end up doing on Ultraviolet. I mean, yeah, you can download it too. Like, I've downloaded Ultraviolet movies to my iPad, but I don't even know if they have a local, like a local cached playback I don't know if there's any apps or if it's something that you can do like with the websites or whatever, you know, like the Ultraviolet websites. What's the one that the Evil Corporation owns? Is it Vudu? Yeah.
Vudu, I think.
Which is sad because right now it's actually my preferred provider.
By the way, the best thing was like, again, or like, do I ask questions and answer them myself? Yes. Do you think I'm going to do it again? Maybe.
Okay.
Because you just asked the question and right away answered it, of course, yourself.
Well, because it came to me. You know, like the moment that in the moment I was trying to think about it and I couldn't remember the name of the service and then it
but
popped
we
in
were
my
in
head.
Game show. We were in game show mode. We were just about starting to think and you didn't even let us play.
Oh, ding, ding, ding. Oh. I'm sorry.
Yeah, like do 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 do.
Let's see, if I switch over to getting geeky, I can. There we go. Just had to change the soundboard. Okay, so Thor. I'm now checking. I don't see Thor in Ultraviolet. Maybe it's in iTunes. I
just have that problem. I mean, if you're gonna have the, you know, and this movie I was looking for was not a new movie. It's been out for a few months now, and just why are you the same price as a Blu-ray?
I actually got lately really lucky. I came across a store that just says movie memorabilia and Blu-rays and DVDs. Also used ones, and they had now a summer offer, like everything on used Blu-rays kind of half price. I bought a shit ton of movies. I got Red State for like €2.
Yeah, I saw that picture that you tweeted with all those movies, and that was a...
Well, that was the first load. I think I got like 17 movies from there.
Okay, I'm double checking. No, this has got movie art. This does not appear to be something that I ripped from the DVD and added to my iTunes collection. This actually, yeah, I think I did find one that had the... in fact, this the kind, it, looking in iTunes, it says kind protected MPEG-4 video file. This is definitely a digital copy of Thor that I got with the Blu-ray. And I would wager that I probably have the DVD as well. So, yeah, they did have that for the original Thor. And I've got the digital copy for The Dark World as well.
Yeah, I think there was a digital copy with my Blu-ray that I bought.
But let's be honest.
I just don't remember if it had a DVD, and I don't want to get up and check right now.
Let's be honest. We all want to see the female Thor then in the movies and on cosplay.
I'm okay with Chris Hemsworth as Thor.
Well, yeah, I'm kind of thinking, like Kevin Smith said, I think we can look forward to a lot of, well,
actually,
cosplay.
Yes. And that will be spectacular. But actually,
yeah, but...
you know what? Here, hold on. I'm now looking forward to the female Thor in the movies, just because it means that Thor and Jane Foster can actually be together, you know, ooh, and actually have a happy life together. you know, now that he's no longer worthy. Okay, that I don't know. Just a thought in the moment. Let's move on. How about some let's not move on. I don't know. Yeah, let's move on, because we're all really basically
make a fucking decision.
No, fuck you.
Fuck you.
I'll make a decision. We're moving on.
Yeah, exactly. So we've got
some... Okay,
kitty. The kitty wins.
I'm the one who knocks.
Whoa.
Damn right.
Nice. Our flick pick for this evening is Flash Gordon, something that we specifically wanted to watch with you guys.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I picked the right movie. It's a dude in a park opening a, you know, trench coat, but he's flashing somebody called Gordon.
Oh, well, okay. Is it James Gordon? Is it Bruce Wayne flashing, you know, Commissioner Gordon?
Yeah, basically, yeah. And it's in the old, you know, like 80s Bush. So, yeah.
Oh, God. I can't believe I'm going to say this, but he grabbed his testicles and wrapped it around and called it the Batwing, you know, stretched him out.
Oh,
no. You don't say things like that.
How dare you?
Yes. Well, it's
I'm going to have to put a disclaimer that this is one of our...
really not safe.
So, are we going to talk about Batgirl's Batcave?
Oh,
it's kind of like the TARDIS. It's bigger on the inside.
Oh,
in that movie night's the not safe for anywhere podcast.
So this midnight movie night's for this week. I'm not ready to know. No. Okay, so
you're not getting off that easy.
Okay, so
I see what I did there.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, okay.
Flash Gordon.
The Batwing.
1980.
On Walt Disney's birthday in 1980, if he was still alive. December 5th. How about that? This one got 81% on Tomato Meter. It was directed by Mike Hodges. And Katie, you added some things to the show notes, known for Damien, Omen 2, Morons from Outer Space, and Black Rainbow.
Movies I don't... Yeah. Damien Omen 2 I've heard of. Morons from
Outer
Space.
Yeah, I've heard of it, but
funny.
Hell no, I'm not going to watch Damien. No, not my kind of flick. Not at all.
Morons from Outer Space sounded funny. Black Rainbow, I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
Morons from Outer Space, how about that?
Black Rainbow sounds like a blaxploitation movie.
I don't recognize the name of the guy who did the screenplay. Lorenzo Semple. I don't recognize that either.
No.
Hey, Sam
know.
Jones, that guy was in Ted.
Yes. I remember, like, even with the nice shirt on and everything.
Oh, okay. All right. R2 and Raphael, you guys know that I've never seen Flash Gordon, right?
What the fuck?
Kitty, we just went over this last night. We discussed this yesterday in the stinger. Why are you surprised
along.
Now? Oh, okay.
You just pulled back the curtain.
Yeah.
Thanks. He did good entertainment there.
We're trying to go somewhere with this.
But no. Hold on. When it's something that do you really like? Disrespect our fan base, you know, as small as it is. You know, are you disrespecting them that much to, you know?
I don't think
play...
it's disrespect.
Not you.
It's more entertainment value from his side that he tries to bring in. Everybody knows that he knows it from the evening before.
Yes, but when he does this on purpose, he knows I'm going to be like, wait, what the fuck? We just talked about this. He does it on purpose. He's actually deliberately setting up my reaction to this.
And it worked because I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't listen to the previous episodes.
No,
I heard that laugh.
But I really loved that movie, and I think I've seen it like I don't know how many times actually. Mostly in the last couple of years, I kind of pop that movie in when I'm drunk. It's either that or Clerks. You know, I come home after a bar night, pop that thing in, pass out midway through, apparently drunk text the kitty about it that you should do that movie. I think that's how we got to this episode. It was me drunk texting you and having no idea. Next morning, like, looks like I'm tweeted with the kitty.
See? So we can all lay the blame on this on Raphael.
Yes, a nice drunk text.
Yeah, it's your fault that I had to sit through this thing as well.
So did you not enjoy it, Artu? Come on, it's self-aware that it's cheesy, and it's super self-aware, so it makes it amusing.
Really?
Fuck you, it's an awesome movie, and what's with the stilted when they jump? That's priceless.
Where'd Miranda go? Oh, she went quiet.
Yeah.
Did she leave?
No,
she left. I don't hear her.
I'm still here. You guys are just being asses.
Can you hear, Raphael? I can't hear.
Yeah.
All right, fuck them. See, you don't fuck with the person who actually controls the mixing board, because I can just mute them and completely take over the show. So hopefully they've learned their lesson. They're going to shut the fuck up and play nice.
I'll be back on?
Yes, you're back on.
No, but the weird thing was actually Miranda was shutting up.
Hold on, I'm further proving that I'm in control here. This is why I'm called Siebes. Carry on.
Yeah, that you stopped talking and that Artu talked. That was the weird and obscure thing. You know, that was like kind of what's going
on.
Well,
I feel like he's feeling obligated to be here. Dude, if you need the rest, go rest, man. You don't, you know.
There was a moment of silence, and that's a cue for the Finnish person to actually, you know, now you can say something.
We have to just make it awkward for you, and then you speak up. Well, shit,
maybe.
If I had known that.
Actually, I'm pretty comfortable just sitting here in silence. We do that a lot
worst
around here.
Worst podcast ever.
awkward
silence.
Two
Finns do a podcast, 90 minutes of silence.
Yeah.
I hear it's very popular in Finland, that one.
Yeah, the concept of awkward silence doesn't really exist around here.
Yeah.
It's just known as silence.
Yeah.
Or so having a nice talk.
Sitting next to a person and staring into the distance. That's normal.
That
counts
as
conversation. That's my favorite moment in one of your episodes. That was my favorite moment whenever you started going off on something, Raphael, and R2 was like, silence.
All right.
But should we return to the movie?
I don't know. Should we?
Of course.
Okay, but Kitty, when did you see that movie the first time?
Oh, the first time it had to be probably the time it hit cable. I remember it was on a channel called Vue, V-U-E.
How old were you?
I had to be young.
I mean, were you puberty time?
No. I was just a kid when I saw it, so... It seemed like it was a fun movie. You know, I didn't understand it was like cheesy and everything, but I just remember certain parts of it. I remember the people flying around, and I remember the battle when they were on that moving platform.
Yeah.
So
I remember Onella Muti.
And I've watched it in the past couple of years every once in a while, and she's like, wow, this is a, that happened.
No, Raphael, were you actually alive when this movie was released?
Nah, I was still basically calm in the showroom.
Wow.
Okay. How about you, R2? Were you alive on December 5th, 1980?
Nope.
Damn.
Yeah, Kitty.
What about you, Miranda?
Yes, I know I know exactly where I was that day. You know, believe it or not, I do know exactly where I was.
So you were in the womb.
Oh, you guys want me to actually tell you? Well, I was a couple miles up the road, in the hospital, actually. Because I had just been born 2 days before.
Damn!
So, I probably wouldn't have been let, you know, my parents hadn't taken me home yet, so...
Old Kitty is old. Thank you. I'm going to wave my cane at you people now.
Yeah, okay, so...
Damn kids, get off my lawn.
This movie is one of those campy movies that people make fun of.
You misspelled awesome. It's spelled awesome, not campy. Awesome.
Okay. The cat's the one who typed up the show notes, so yell at him.
And it's because I'm old.
Yeah, he's old and cranky. What you gonna do?
Yeah.
You know,
respect your elders.
Nah, it's old people, crazy pass. You know, it's you go like, well, what you gonna do? He's old.
Wait, really?
Screw you people.
I'm reading your notes next to Max van Sydow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. When I was looking up, you know, him and his career, you know, just to add some kind of, you know, some of the stuff he'd done, I just found out he's listed in the cast of Star Wars 7.
Holy shit, he is.
I don't know what character, but...
Yeah, anyways, it doesn't say the name of the character.
Who's listed?
Brewmeister Smith.
Yeah, Max von Sydow.
Oh.
Ming.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to that one, then, to see in what shape or form he's going to be in there.
So is Ming going to be in Star Wars? Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh, you know what I just thought?
Is Sam J. Jones also going to join?
What?
No, I just realized something. Okay, so I picked up the movie over at Target, and I got it in a four-feature film pack that contains Flash Gordon, The Last Starfighter, Battlestar Galactica, and Dune. And Max von Sydow was also in Dune.
Huh.
Now I just need to check the... No, he wasn't in The Last Starfighter. Wouldn't that have been like crazy if he... You know, he's just one of those guys, you know, that shows up and... You know, he ends up in so many different things. You know, and it was just a coincidence that he was in all four movies.
In the 80s, cool. He was in a lot of different movies, and that's why I was looking up his career, because I know his name was kind of big in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, that was the most recent was him being listed in Star Wars 7. I was like, wow, I didn't know that. So I can't imagine what the hell he's, because he's old.
Yeah, he's like,
he's
like
almost
he's
as old as me.
120. Yeah.
He's well, not 120. He's like, he's 85.
He could be if he would be Japanese. Come on, they are the oldest, longest living fuckers, huh?
Well, I don't... Tuber Propagator's 115 years old, and he lives up in Revelstoke, Canada, so they're doing something right up there.
Well, but we all know Canada is not real anyway, so...
What are you talking about?
Well, wasn't that somewhere a post kind of what... no, if you die in Canada, do you die in real life, too? So, I don't know.
So, Canada's the Matrix? No wonder they're so freaking nice. They're trying to keep us away.
Well, as we said before, you know, Canada is like a really nice apartment over a meth lab.
I thought you were going to go with the Robin Williams joke. Canada's like a loft apartment over a really great party. A meth lab, though, huh?
Well, I think that's more fitting.
Topol is in this, too.
Who the hell's Topol?
Did you ever see the Fiddler on the Roof?
Yeah.
Him. The dad.
Oh.
The father.
Oh, okay.
The father!
Oh. Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh my god. I know who he was in Three Yards Only.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that guy. Okay, that's cool. You know, I'm actually, you know, really interested in watching this movie. You know, they made fun of it in Ted, you know. They even got Sam Jones to make fun of it.
Yeah.
Or, God, wouldn't it be weird if he's actually like that?
What, in real life?
That would be amazing.
He's still living like he's Flash Gordon?
Yeah.
I gotta meet him then.
Oh, definitely. For fuck's sake, absolutely. But you know, there was actually supposed to be sequels. They all had contracts. But, well, didn't do that well because fucking production had way too many troubles. So it got way too expensive and then bombed. I would have loved to see sequels to that.
Yeah, at least one. I mean...
Yeah, at least one.
In this day and age, they probably would have made a sequel. But back then, I guess, you know, I guess it wasn't that big enough to make one. But now a movie bombs, they'll make a sequel. Even though people don't want to see it, they'll make a sequel.
They make sequels of terrible movies. I mean, like, I think we got in Transformer, you know, like this brilliant lines and trailers, and that's throughout another Transformer movie.
Yeah.
Did you hear that they're making another Pirates movie?
Yes, I hear that. So, come on. Unless you mean another porn version, I'm not interested.
If Michael Bay can keep making sequels to, you know, to the franchise that, you know, caused him to piss off the entire world, you know, Jerry Bruckheimer can do the same thing.
I guess so. And let's be honest, at some point when it's somewhere on Netflix, you still gonna pop it on, you know, but I'm definitely not gonna spend my money on that one. I'm gonna vote with my coin on that one, no.
Yeah, I think I've only seen the first two Transformer movies, but I've seen all of the Pirates movies, so they'll...
Even the porn version?
No. No.
Then you didn't see all of them.
What, is it the Butt Pirates of the Caribbean?
I actually don't know. Who watches the title? You skip forward.
Hey, Katie, can you hold on a moment? Because I was All right. Well, you guys, let's go watch this movie. That's Midnight Movie Nights for this week.
Check us out at wearenotheretopleaseyou.blogspot.fi.
Yeah. Though, you know, thank you R2 and Raphael for joining us and.
Yeah, thanks for putting up with us again.
And making yet another naughty episode of Midnight Movie Nights. As always, we'd like to thank Mr. Brad Raven for the cover art and Judge Funky Boy for the theme. Do we have new followers? Yes, actually we do. And silly me did not have that screen up because, come on, silly Twitter app.
Bad seeps.
Yeah, all right. So we've got, we do have one new follower, Touch of Evil 00. Thanks for following us, George. And, you know, sometimes we do, you know, when time permits, we like to have the fireworks going off when we're reading out our new followers. But they, the game finished early tonight. I think it started early, but, it finished at around 9 p.m., or at least that's when the fireworks were going off. So no fireworks for the show this evening. Nothing to scare the shit out of me like it did last week.
Was it black?
No, it's been a while since I've had Pepto. So, and we would also thank anyone who is still listening to us at this point. That's Midnight Movie Nights for this week. I'm Miranda Janelle.
I'm Matt Frankenkett.
And we've been joined by the guys from We Are Not Here to Please You. Hey guys, let's go watch a movie.
Let's go watch a movie. Yep.
Katie, you've got a line, dude. Let's go watch a movie.
Yeah, and talk hard.
Midnight Movie Night.
Okay, so I have an idea. You know, the cat and I have already teased the cat Chatty Catty podcast, and that we're trying to get underway. Raphael, since when you and I get together, it can get kind of weird. I think that we need to, you and I should just do an occasional podcast every once in a while. And
hold on.
Just stick with me, guys. Just you and I, you know, no R2 or that fracking cat to actually, you know, hold us back, you know, just get as freaking
Wait,
naughty.
What?
No. I'm saying when we start getting like just raunchy and disgusting, you know, just like, you know, you guys bring us back to reality. You know, I think Raphael and I could probably get even worse. So I think we, you know, just every once in a while, record, something. And you know, just not an everyday thing or every week thing, because
it's going to break
that,
the internet.
Yeah.
It's
going to break us, dude. Come on.
Maybe I want to be raunchy.
Well, yeah, you can be raunchy, you know, but it's something.
Go be raunchy on your own time.
Yeah. That's
Come
that's
on. I'm just trying
R2.
To pitch something because I came up with a silly name for it.
Okay.
It's a pood cast. See?
As long as the logo is black.
It's going to be black humor?
A black swirl. It's kind of like chocolate ice cream, but it's poo.
By the way, we are off air now, isn't it?
No, we're doing a stinger, dude.
What? Okay, good.
Yeah. No, we're doing a stinger.
Yeah, I just wanted, you know, to insult you properly, but I guess I'm going to wait a second.
Just go ahead.
Dude, do it. Come on.
No, but definitely we should do that one time at least for fun as an experiment and see, look where it takes us. Most likely after that we're going to need anyway, like, you know, 5 to 6 years of therapy, and then we can make maybe a second episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think both of us would actually need therapy after that.
Yeah.
You know what I think, Raphael? She's been in my mind too much. And you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Well, Kitty, you just read the message. You know, yeah. Should I run with what I'm saying or thinking?
I think it's time.
Yeah. Okay. So it's something that we can we can just do it as a once in a while one off over at Take 37.
Yeah. Sure.
Oh. Uh huh.
Yeah. Because we've been talking about, you know, doing more than one podcast and setting up an infrastructure and everything. We put our creative juices together and
it's gonna be so juicy.
Oh my god,
it was so great.
Yeah. That's so we are kind of shifting over to a new home to contain all of the Cat and I's creative endeavors. You know, the things that we work on together. They're all going to, you know, so Midnight Movie Nights, you know, midnightmovienights.com will still exist. It will still be the home of this show, but we are going to start collecting everything. I mean, I think we've talked about, you know, that we're working on a couple of comics together and, you know, and now, you know, we've got Midnight Movie Nights and that's where, you know, really started. But we're going to be doing Chatty Catty and everything, so we'll make that the new home. That's where the stream will officially reside.
And don't forget the one that I gonna make with that fracking cat on ourselves at some point.
Hey, if you guys want to do a show together, you know, especially a one-off, you know, we will be happy to give it a home over at Take 37.
I love that name.
Yeah. That one was kind of a stroke of genius. But yeah, it's take37.com will eventually be the home of our creative endeavors, you know, everything that the cat and I work on together. Or, you know, just any of our projects, really, you know. I mean, we don't necessarily have to work on it together, but there's certain software projects that I would like to release under it. You know, certainly anything that I do that's not related, you know, even at all to what I do for my day job, it's going to have a home over at Take 37. You know, I'm actually working on a couple of apps right now, you know, specifically on, you know, well, I do Getting Geeky with Miranda Janelle over at gabnet.net, you know, or, well, it's Gabnet, but now we've got a new website for it. It's gabnet.net, you know, so even easier for people to get to. But I'm working on a Roku app for Gabnet, and you know, it's just, you know, I'm also working on a iPhone app for Midnight Movie Nights, but really, you know, anything that we release under Take 37. You know, and I'm not saying, you know, the app that I'm doing for Gabnet, that's, you know, Alex is going to hold the rights to it, but I'm definitely going to put that down as, you know, it'll be, you know, my official, it'll be the home of my software that I do, you know, so that's where I was going with that. Anyway, and I'm doing, like I said, the iPhone app here, and honestly, I'm going to just directly copy that and also do that for Gabnet as well. But I've got a lot of things underway, you know, software-wise.
You know what you're also doing?
What are we also doing?
Probably the longest stinger in history.
No, that belongs to Netheads, dude. That actually belongs to Netheads. They, you know, they.
I know. I listened to that episode. Yeah.
Oh my god, yeah, I forgot about that. That was fucking awesome. Like just at that moment, you know, when it was going on, when Will was, just did the ending theme and everything, and it was just like, yeah, do it. And he committed, and they did, you know, like basically, it was like a. What, 45-minute stinger or something like that? Or was it even longer? I don't even remember. It was insane. But, yeah, no, we're, we actually usually make our announcements, or some of our announcements in the stinger. So, back off, dude.
Never.
Control your own show. Shut the fuck up. This is ours. We're talking about what we're doing.
How well do you know me? You expect me to shut up?
Hey, you made a request, you know, that, you know, for where you wanted some, you know, certain news to be broken. You know, I could totally violate that right now, and there's not a goddamn thing you could do about it. So
yes,
get in line.
Blackmail.
Step
like
down,
that.
Bitch.
I like blackmail.
Yeah, so we're going to be putting our creative efforts under a new home over at take37.com, and we finally decided it's time to say something about it.
Woohoo.
And yeah, we are going to move our stream there as well. Just because, you know, it'll give us the option if we want to do any other live shows. It won't just be Midnight Movie Nights, you know, we can open up that infrastructure to, you know, eventually we, you know, Kitty, don't we want to eventually end up doing Chatty Catty Live after we've banked a couple and gotten used to it and figured out the format for it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we'll
so, yeah, we'll be doing that live. And, you know, so now we've just got
to... Don't forget that we're going to piggyback that one also once in a while, just... Just going to come in, kick in the door of take37.com and just, you know, hijack it for an hour or two.
Raphael, I have to bow down to you completely destroying the blackmail.
Uh-oh.
That's what I was holding over him. That's what he wanted to break on their show tonight.
Not that one.
Yeah, I do have more, but... that would... Okay, but if I used the other information that I have, you know, that would be really, really fucked up.
That
would be me messing with your show, and I'm not going to do that.
What happened?
Absolutely.
You know,
nothing. we're gonna stop talking about that, otherwise it's too much info for Arthur.
Yeah, so I think Take 37 was one of the big announcements we had. We've still got...
We've got more.
Yeah. I'd say about 3 weeks from now.
Yeah, so... But since Raphael did just drop it, we opened it up to them as well, so that
Raphael dropped it. Was it black?
Jesus. So yeah. anyway, occasionally the guys from OnePay will be taking over the stream as well, so that they'll be able to do their show in a live fashion when they want to. Yeah, so we've got the facility. Why not?
We got the tools. We got the talent.
Yeah, we can help out. You know, we can help out our buddies. You know, get.
And then we are technically a morning show, I guess, because time difference.
Oh, dude, I'm way too lazy to get up and do a morning show. so that's awesome.
Well, it's not a morning show for us. For us, it's evening.
Exactly.
But,
it's so perfect. See, oh my god,
Free spot. Nobody wants to fucking do it otherwise. I mean, if you really have to get up every week for that time, you know, fuck that.
You know, Alex is looking for new shows on Gabnet. You should come up with a pitch. I don't, you know, I have no idea what he would be looking for, but. Come up with an idea, because people are certainly tossing them out there. Yeah, well, but you know what, guys, this is really as a long stinger for us. So I am going to go ahead and cut this one off. Plus, I know things. There's text messages that have gone back and forth. Yeah, so Kitty's got to use the litter box.
No, I don't.